This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
There's lots of conversations out there about police reform. There's also lots of conversations out there about defunding police. What's going on in America today? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. 855-839-1210, our number. Happy Friday. Great to have you with us today. Of course, over in the state of New Jersey, we are governed by a king, ruled by a king, I should say, who absolutely does not believe in accountability. There's no legislature there to check him. So we rely on outspoken voices like my friend Sean Golden, who is the chairman of the Republican Party and also the sheriff of Monmouth County, New Jersey. Sheriff Golden, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Rich, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I appreciate everything that you do. You've been speaking out a lot on various different subjects. I'll tell you what, this is a crazy time in New Jersey. Small businesses are struggling. You're in Monmouth County. You're very close to the shore. Obviously, you're a shore county. I worry about a lot of these businesses going forward, you know?
Yeah, we've seen some we're 93% small business in Monmouth County, 100 employees or less. A lot of seasonal, as you said, along up and down our 27 miles of coastline here in Monmouth County. And we rely on tourism and the restaurants and the nightlife here, as well as the boardwalk and beaches. And, you know, we had a fight to get the beaches open. And, that was all based on data and science, Rich, right? I mean, I still have yet to see a report of outdoor transmission of this virus in 80-degree weather on a boardwalk. But, we're going to keep fighting. You saw, I think, the news reports of Asbury Park. The city council there decided to vote to let their restaurants open, 25% capacity indoor,
right.
Because they've had it. They've had it from hearing from the business owners. I think they even see the hypocrisy in their own party at the executive level there with the governor. I mean, when you're marching shoulder to shoulder with hundreds of people, hey, good for the protesters. We had a lot of peaceful protests, but the hypocrisy is you can be shoulder to shoulder on the beach and you can certainly be in some safe zones in the restaurants. So, that's one of the things that are going on here. And listen, I don't have to tell you this defunding and what really is the defanging of law enforcement by the left in these cities is disgusting. It's disgusting what's going on and very disturbing what's going on in Seattle and some other cities around the country.
Yeah, it really is, Sean Golden, no doubt about it. I assume, by the way, as sheriff of Monmouth County, you're not going to send in the squad to go bust up this restaurant when they start their indoor dining.
No, they're going to start indoor dining. Listen, I would imagine that the local police and certainly the county, we're tired of it. We're tired of the hypocrisy. Whether he enforces it from some state police level or not, that remains to be seen. I know he referenced it at his press conference yesterday,
the governor himself was marching shoulder to shoulder with hundreds of people. So this guy has no leg to stand on. He's completely gone out there and undermined his own advice that he's been giving, his own rules on how people are supposed to conduct themselves. Governor Phil Murphy, King Murphy, literally contradicted everything he's been saying.
No, yeah, absolutely. Along the way, it's the do as I say, don't do as I do mentality here because, listen, Rich, you can't do that and then expect Jerseyans. You know, one thing Jerseyans are, and you know that, we're tough and street smart here in Jersey, and they're not going to stand by and look at the hypocrisy like that and say, oh, yeah, we'll just keep obeying your orders. And when challenged on scientific facts and data that he, 25 in a yard, not 26, come on.
Right.
Meanwhile, you're shoulder to shoulder with, So just some of the bizarre decisions that have been made. And when you look at some other decisions, you know, the pools, I mean, what is the transmission in a chlorinated pool in 80 degree weather on a hot sun deck where, you know, it could be 110 degrees on the deck? You know, some of it just goes without, it goes against common sense, goes without reason. And certainly when he does things like that, it throws everything out the window. Nobody's paying attention anymore, and you lose your ability to lead. And that certainly has happened here, you know. And hey, listen, and the same thing with the police when we talk about defunding.
Well, let me get to that, Sheriff. Sheriff Sean
yeah.
Golden joins me. He is the sheriff of Monmouth County and the chairman of the Republican Party out there. Let's talk about that for a second, because I've known you a long time. You are exactly the kind of guy that I want wearing a badge. I mean, there's a lot of great cops out there. Obviously, we know that. We want more good cops, not less. We want good people out there defending our liberties. You're one of those guys that gets that your job is also to defend our liberty sometimes, even sometimes from a tyrannical government. You understand that. You get that. First of all, the question I have for you is, how do we make sure we're getting good cops?
Yeah, well listen, we go through a screening process in New Jersey where we have psychological testing, the physical testing, the other testing that goes through with chief's exams, and even with the civil service exam. But beyond that, it's what you do when you hire the officer. You know, in Monmouth County, we've done something unique, Rich, and I think the rest of the state is following. We started a tracking software from recruit to retirement. So every recruit that comes in now, that software is tracking their training or their lack of training, meaning they haven't been to refresher courses or they haven't been to, you know, use of force refresher and all that. So that in itself is a great start. In other words, having a software from recruitment to retirement that tells you everything that officer has been trained in or not trained in, and sends up alerts saying, hey, this officer needs additional training. And then we've also instituted an early warning system. So, you know, that's gives us indications and red flags if an officer has too many demeanor complaints, too many IA complaints. Right. So this is what's going on. But, you know, in our county, our use of force last year, we had 33 use of force complaints out of the hundreds of thousands interactions that we have with our public on a daily basis here. And you know, good cops. But I got to tell you, we need backup. We need backup, by the way, the politicians. This is what's happening in the country. Rich, I remind everybody of this. You ever want to say defund the police or move the money, right? In New York, NYPD, one of the finest law enforcement agencies in the world, you're going to move hundreds of millions of dollars out now for social programs, housing, urban development, mental illness. By the way, the federal government has given hundreds of millions of grants to these cities just for those purposes. It's been squandered. It's been a failure, right? And so this is what you're seeing. Let's point at the law enforcement. Let's point at the police and say, take some of their money, right? Because we need to defund the police. And you see what's going on here with the shift. And I don't have to tell you, and it's really disgusting to see in some of the cities around the country.
No, there's no question about it. And I also think, too, that when this election in November, people are going to have to make a decision. You know, they want to go with a political party that is all in on abolishing the police. And, you know, you see Joe Biden try to walk away from that. You see some of the Democrats trying to walk that back. But then you look at what's happening in Seattle right now, you know, with this Occupy, this Chaz, this cop-free area that they have there. I mean, there's a lot of craziness that's happening in our country right now. I don't know about you, but I just think people in the suburbs, the suburban voters, and even people in the cities, they want safe neighborhoods, Sean. They're not interested in having politicians come along and disband their police departments. They want sensible reforms. They want to make sure they have good cops who are accountable to them. They don't want to get rid of the police departments. It's the dumbest political thing I've ever heard.
This is bizarre what's going on. And I'll tell you something about safety, because we saw a lot in our county. As you know, we're in close proximity to New York, just a commute away on the ferry or the train. And we've had hundreds of New York license plates down at our Jersey Shore towns. In other words, they left that madness of the city and the rioting and the looting, and we're seeing an enrollment uptick in our schools here because of it. Because you're right, people want safety and security. And the more you talk about defunding or defanging the police department, this is what you're going to end up with in the inner cities, is just continued chaos. And listen, nobody will doubt there's always room for improvement and reform, right? We continue to change all the time. You know, I asked our academy director, when was the last time we upgraded our use of force policies and procedures and teachings in the academy? 2018, less than 2 years ago. Wow. We did it. And he says, we do it every 2 years, Sheriff. We don't have chokeholds. We don't have, you know, the knee on the neck. And let me speak to that. You know, God bless the Floyd family. But at the end of the day, no law enforcement officer that I've met or executive that I've talked to in any way condone that behavior. In fact, they came out and condemned it. Right. And they want justice because it's a stain on all our law enforcement out there. So, yeah, there's room for improvement. But when you have tweets from the governor like our system's broken and we're going to fix it, what do you mean broken? You've been sitting in the governor's seat for 3 years. You haven't mentioned the word broken or reform and that we have to fix our policing here in New Jersey. We have some of the finest officers around the country are trained right here in New Jersey. And so we're very proud of it. Certainly we can make, again, like you said, make those modifications and make some reforms, and we continue to do that, and we'll continue to grow as organizations and a profession.
Keep up the good work, Sean Golden. I appreciate it. I'm glad you came on the show. Keep being a voice and keep up the good work as sheriff of Monmouth County, New Jersey, and we'll see you down the shore this summer. I have no doubts, my friend.
Yeah, hope to see you there.
And, of course, maybe at the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville. I don't know if you'll be going or not. I don't know if any of us will be going, but hopefully we'll be able to cross paths
there as well. We'll be there. I'm hoping to be there, and I know it's going to be great for our president, who's a law and order guy, and I certainly appreciate all the work, a tremendous amount of work and dedication that he's doing. I hope to see you down the shore. Everyone stay safe.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.